The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm Gary Spivey, and I'm so happy you're here. There's a lot of things going on, and I don't know if any of you guys have noticed this. This week has been a crazy week where you'll have lots of energy, and then you die, and you're tired. And then you'll have lots of energy, and then you kind of go through your lulls. Anyway, does that make any sense? Any of you guys going through that? Kind of like a little roller coaster thing? I can show you how to level that out, okay? And so let me do it right in the beginning. This is going to help you. And I did this, I think I talked about it in the energy clearing, if I remember right. And I'm trying to think, was it last week or energy clearing? Anyway, this, I want you to bring down these discs. God gave us a golden disc that goes around us. And as you put this golden disc around you, pull it down from heaven. There we go. I reached up and got it in Zion heaven. And as you pull it down around you, it gives you a layer of gold that goes from the floor, the ground up about 100 feet or so. There we go. Now you're actually sitting, hanging, standing in gold light. And this matters. Some of you are starting to sweat a little bit. I can see that, you know. Alex, I see it on your forehead. And so, well, you got shiny. And so, but some of you guys just feel a little lighter. And some of you guys will just feel a little bit better. But this golden light from God is really powerful, and it brings you into this energy zone where you're going to feel good. And so why not feel good? If you can feel good, feel good. And so this is a really precious energy, puts you in a higher vibration, puts you in a space where you will feel eager to deal with things instead of feeling like running away from everything. And so this will help you. This will really, really help you out. You'll see. There we go. I see you guys all lit up. There we are. Looking good. Looking good. Good, good, good. Perfect. 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 There we go. Michelle Dean, how you guys doing? You good?
Y'all? Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing? We just got back. Good.
Yeah, you're here. You're here in North Carolina. You just got back. That's yeah, good. You're on a trip. So yesterday you were in Washington yesterday, Washington D.C.
Oh my God!
Y'all up there running stuff. Somebody needs to.
And I was trying to become a congressman.
Did it work?
No, not yet. It's in the works.
Good.
It can't be that hard.
I can't even go there. I can't even say anything. I can't say anything. Everything I would say would be so bad or so good or so something. And so I'm just saying nothing. Really? That's nice. That's nice. You know, that's good. So, yeah. Did you find it interesting when you went you guys went on a tour of the White House or the Capitol or something, or different things?
We went everywhere in like 3 hours. We went to the Lincoln Memorial, the White House,
Capitol Hill.
We went to Iwo Jima.
We took a private tour so we could go see everything at night. It was cooler, and the guy's like, "I'll have some great photo ops for you." He gave us a whole, I knew the history of Washington, D.C., but this guy knew everything about what's going on, what's happening, why this building was built, why this building was named a certain way.
He was accurately knowledgeable.
But you need to spend a good week there to go through everything. You can't do it.
Take a minute. Yeah. Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times, never been through it all, you know. And so that's great, though. You do, it kind of gives you a sense of how big things are, you know, I think we think, you know, our little world and our little government's like sometimes not very big, but it's actually big. And so it's pretty crazy. Yeah, pretty crazy. Well, I'm glad you guys went there.
Dean actually found this amazing location that was very hard to find, but it was right there in the middle of DuPont Circle, and it was only 5 to 10 minutes away from everything.
It was a great apartment in an old historic building, and they just happened to have a cancellation. I walked in. Is it someone just canceled?
It's like God led.
I said, "Well, I'm just here to rent the apartment." And so we had this beautiful historic, it was, the building was over 100 years old, and nice. It was just amazing. So it was in a perfect spot.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
You guys
good.
Have to go. Gary, you have to go. You'll love it there.
I will. I'll go with you guys next time. There's like, yeah, that'd be fun. I mean, you know what's really fun? My most fun day is to take me to a place like this. And the reason is because I can tap into stuff. But I had this crazy time one time in Washington, D.C., I was up there with my artist friend Freddie, and who's actually here visiting right now. And it was really wild because I went into the National. He said, well, let's see, first of all, he said, I'm going to take you to the National Gallery, you know, of art, because Lord knows your North Carolina ass needs some culture. I think that was, I'm quoting him, right? And so I think maybe he called me a dumbass. I'm not sure, something like that. Anyway, so I'm like, you know, a little hurt, but okay, whatever. And but he's a famous artist, so, you know, there you go. And so I went in to the gallery, and as I'm looking at the different paintings, like the Rembrandts or the Renoirs or the Van Goghs or whatever, I realized they started speaking to me. And I learned a trick about myself that I did not know. I can read art. Because whoever created the art was in creation heaven doing this, and so I can read art. So and Freddie has a tremendous art education and knows everything in the world about everything in the world with art. And I started telling him stories about the artist, why they did this, what they were thinking when they painted this, what the subject that they were painting was all about. Except I went into far more detail. I went into the stories and the storylines that were in history, but I went into far more detail with everything. So by the time we left the gallery, he didn't think I was a dumbass anymore. And I realized I could actually read art. This is the easiest thing to do. And you guys can do the same thing. I think you can tap into art, you know, like you can tap into anything that's creation, you can tap into it and you can find this space that's this beautiful space that artists find. Let me talk to Alice, my artist family member in Ojai, California. Hey, oh, nice. Alice, there you are. This wasn't planned, but I saw you pop up on the screen. How are you? There we go. Yeah, hey.
Okay. How are you?
Good, good. And you're in the.
You want to try to work? Yeah, you'll see the mind of an insane person here.
No, I think it's beautiful. I think it's absolutely great. You know, and Alice is a famous portrait painter. She has a lot of different paintings, but she has paintings in the Smithsonian that are on permanent display, and a lot of other stuff. A lot of people, so you've taken off lately, and you're painting something that is so out of character for what your artwork has been for your whole life. And there's one behind us right there. There we are, right behind.
The top one is my mother on her deathbed. And the bottom one is I don't know what.
Now, but you're you know what, I sometimes will look at the, you know, I can sometimes interpret them. I can sit in front of them for a minute, and then sometimes they grab me in the beginning, but I can sit and I can see, and this is what the universe looks like. Out in the cosmos, the universe actually looks like the paintings energetically that you're painting. So you're actually painting the universe. And so I'm like so freaked out. Every one of your paintings, I actually believe, does us a thing. Some of them heal. Some of them create understanding. Some of them create depth in a person. And some of them you look at and they just take you there. But see, this is the thing. See, as an artist creates stuff from creation heaven. I mean, I've seen you paint before and it just, you're there painting. You're not even present when you're doing it sometimes. I see that, right? Present. You're not present. You just do it. You just do it. You know, and so, but there, look at those, look at the different things. Isn't that fun? Wouldn't you guys like to, I want to be you. I want to be you, Alice.
Yeah. You might have a problem.
Might. Good point. Good point. Oh, of course, these days, not so much. Oops, now I've done something. Now I said something incorrect. But this is like... I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm losing you a little bit in and out.
I said still, you're beautiful just how you are.
Oh, good. Thank you. You too. You too. I love these paintings, though. Look at those paintings. And so do each one of the paintings that you're doing now, you're doing these super modern, if you would call it modern, paintings. This is, do you feel different with each painting?
I get a lot of different emotions come through me, but I have no mind to it at all. I have no idea what it's doing or how my hands are moving or what's happening. I don't really even understand it. It's just coming out of me, and I don't know what it is, but they, to me, they feel like they're positive, very positive.
Everyone, no question.
There's a lot of emotion in there.
Yeah, everyone.
But I don't really know what they are, and I don't know where they're coming from. They're just coming from I don't know where. Having the best time in the world. I mean, they're giant paintings. They're 5 feet. This one that I just finished is 5 feet, 4 feet by 5 feet. And then if I had room, I'd probably do whole walls, you know, of them.
Wow. Wow, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I just want to say hi because, you know, people, if, you know, they're not as lucky maybe to have a famous artist friends like you, Richard, you know, all those things. And so when I'm around you guys, it's just amazing what does come through. And so this is my point I'm making. You guys be creative. Everybody can do something with creation. Do your thing, whatever your thing is, and enjoy it. And don't care about what anybody thinks. Just do it. And this is like, you know, with your latest things you're doing, I love those paintings behind you. I just love those. And there's one with that purple spiral over to the left there. I just love that. It just brings in a certain light. Yeah, I'm just looking
at it. You love this one. Is that the one you love?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I can just feel I get warm in my throat. It opens communication. And so everything does a different thing. And then you got the Star of David in it. And so there we are. And
yeah,
so.
And that the Star of David also is a sign of, you know, it's a sign of the opposite. It's like a yin and yang. It isn't necessarily Jewish.
But right.
It's a powerful symbol.
I see that. Well, see, I see that when I'm tapping into the, when I tap into the cosmos, I see that, you know, so there's like, I see all these things that I see in my head, you know, and so when I see it in your artwork, anyway, I just wanted to say hi and I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Love you, Gary.
All right. Cool. There we are.
Love you, Alice.
Yeah. Isn't that neat? You know, yeah. I do want to be her when I grow up. That's fun, right? Can you imagine sitting there and hanging out in creation heaven all day?
And just painting.
And just painting. Wow. That's so cool, right? Isn't that neat? That's good. Michelle, we're talking to people. Who are we talking to tonight?
Oh, yay. Thank you. Let's go to Jacqueline DeGrasse. Hey, Jacqueline.
My girl.
Thanks for
being
patient. Oh, you got her? Hi, Carrie.
Hey, what's your question?
I wanted to first of all ask forgiveness if I've ever misappreciated you.
I don't think you have, but if you have, I don't care. It's all right. I'm tough.
My calcium is falling suddenly, and the doctors cannot find out why. And it falls so quickly. I go into spasm and tetany, and we can't figure out what the trigger is or what's going on.
I think you have a complication with B vitamins, lack of. I think you got something going on with way big B deficiencies and a couple of other deficiencies, but it has to do with deficiencies in different areas. And so, but the bees, I see that mattering. I don't know why that would make the calcium fall. Maybe some of the doctors that are around might have a clue. But I see that's really what you have going. And when I said that, notice how your feet are a little warm, your hands are a little tingly. You see, that just means I told you the truth. So check out the bees, okay? And so if you get a little blood work done and figure out what's up with that. And so, but it looks like that's what...
Okay, they've done the blood work, and to them,
Do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's actually happening more than less, and so it was happening every now and then. Now it's happening more.
Right.
Okay, and so that's what's going on in my head. That's what I see when I tap into it. What's causing this? You know.
They don't want me to take the calcium to bring it up. But that's the only thing I can do to stop it.
Yeah, well, I think you can check out do your blood work and look at your Bs, your B vitamins, okay. And I think that'll sort you out. That's what I see. Okay?
Thank you.
Big kiss.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you back. There we go. Who else we got? What are we doing, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I'm gonna put Jody Downhill on. Hey, Jody, how are you?
I love her. I miss her.
Hey, Super G, hey. How you doing?
Good, girl. I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah, let me move my hand. I'm at the clinic. It's so hot here in California.
Oh,
it's like 105 here in LA.
Good Lord. Oh. I'd have one of those church fans. Y'all remember those church fans? You go to church, they had these little fans.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'd have one of those things going and have somebody doing it for me. Anyway, so tell me how you are. Ask me your question if you got something.
Go ahead, do what you need to do.
I'm just clearing off. I see something on you and I'm getting rid of it. There we go. There's a dimension, and this happens a lot in cities like Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a big city. Los Angeles is most of the time not the most positive city. Some people who are energy sensitive feel like they basically are getting beat to death. You'd be one for sure. When I lived there, I really thought that they should, you know, I thought the city of LA, or we lived in Beverly Hills, but I thought they should mail me a check every month for all the energy work I do. Mm-hmm. And so, because I would have to clear it off because it was so rough. And so there's just a lot of negativity, but frankly, it comes from just being in the city. And so I'm clearing this off. And the way I'm clearing it off, when I look at you, these golden discs that I see that are coming down, and now I got a whole line of them, Jody, coming down to your head. There we go. Now I felt your sinuses open a bit. Your feet got a little tingly, so you're getting all light all over. And this is replacing what looks to be black discs. And so these black discs can be really treacherous because they get you into these negative energy fields and just kill you. And so, but you had quite a few of those, and I got rid of those, and I got you in these bright golden, like that. They look like golden discs, and there they go. But I just see them all around you. They feel good. They feel lighter, feel brighter. And now I see everything clearing around you. And I felt your head go real quiet right then. It's almost like your ears popped. I just felt your head go quiet. And now I see just tremendous light with you. And I see your kind actions will be rewarded, I hear. So I don't know who you've been kind to. That's not hard for you. You're kind to everybody. But I see your kind actions will be rewarded. And I hear that in my head. And so obviously you did something good, and God was paying attention that day and with you. Not that he's not paying attention every day, but it's something you did is a very good karmic thing that's really going to help out. I know you do that with animals all the time, and you also do it with people. So anyway, whatever that is good. See all this light going in. Now you got a God matrix in you, which looks like a bright sunshine that went into your face, your chest, your whole body, and now around you. There you go. Perfect. Good. I got you straightened out there.
I've been having a hard time employees.
Mm-hmm.
My one girl that's been here for like 3 years, just had her emotional meltdown and like, I can't be here anymore or whatever. I mean, that's the excuse du jour. It's like, my emotional health's worth more, even though I'm so. And then I've hired people, and then they're like, oh, you know, something else comes up. And it's just like so many. I hired this one girl, I really like her. She's catching on slowly. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, my mom doesn't want to babysit anymore. So I'm like, oh, now I got to find somebody else. It's like, oh.
It's hard to find help. It's hard to find help. I'm going to raise your vibe to a little different zone where you can attract a good one. Or two or three. And so there we go. And I just did it. It wasn't hard to do, but there's a space where you'll actually attract the perfect people that can do things perfectly for you. Mm-hmm. So there we go. I got you. It's in
like
the zone.
Monkey wrenches keep coming up and it's like, oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm understanding, but it's like, okay, you know, your dad needs help. It's your help right now. And it's like, okay, good. I was like, just like, I'm going to Florida. I even like offered to pay the girl to work for me, you know, big bonus just to stay through the end of the month and help train some people. She's like, no, I made up my mind. After 3 years, no notice. It's like, well, you know, you kind of screwed yourself because, you know, but anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, is what it is.
She's young. People are.
This is kind of the way things are now, and unfortunately, but I got you a little bit higher. I think you'll find a good one or two if you look now.
I'm doing my best to get to the next steps to, you know, get out of here and move to Florida. So we're working on.
You will. Yeah, I know. Then you're closer to me. Then you can come see me. There we are.
Yeah. Well, I might come see you before then.
Perfect. Anything's good. There we go.
How are you been doing, buddy?
I'm better. Thank you very much.
Good. My foot's no, I love a you lot so better. Much.
Love you back.
And I appreciate you so much. I pray, you know, to see you soon. You feel better.
Thank you. Big kiss. You feel better. You're going to feel better now. There we go. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome. Thank you. I love you, Super G.
Thanks. Oh, there we go. Aww. And so who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Ursula Urani. I'm sorry.
Got it.
I hope I didn't butcher that.
Hello.
Name.
Can you listen to me?
Yes, I can listen. I would love to listen to you. What's your question, honey? What's your question?
All right. My question is, for, let's say, the past 3 years almost, have been feeling a sensation in the right, no, not in the right, in the left side of my body. And no doctors can find anything, which is a good thing for me, actually.
Yeah.
I did an energetic work, but it feels like I can still feel it a little bit.
And well, here's if I freaked out and ran to the neurologist every time I feel something in my body going weird, you know, I would be like at the doctor all the time. And so I was making a point to my friend Freddie this morning. I was explaining to him that a lot of the things he's feeling have nothing to do with his health. They have nothing to do with a neurological problem. It has to do with an energy thing happening. And then I went on to prove that's what it is. See, and so when I look at you, you'll notice now your feet are kind of warming up and tingly. Your hands are lighter. Chest is getting slightly warm. Sinus is opened a little bit. See? Can you feel that?
I feel that, and I feel more relaxed too.
Yeah. Well, the reason is because I took all the demons off you and dark energies. As you lose demons and dark energies, you're going to feel sensations. You feel things on one side of your body, and that's because the other side of your body's darkened down. What side do you feel it on? What side do you feel things?
The left side.
Okay, and there we go. All right. And so one side of your body's doing one thing, one side of your body's doing something else. There, I just cleared it. Now then, can you feel sensations on the right side of your body? And you notice you got dizzy. Feel how you got dizzy? A little bit?
I don't feel it.
Oh, it's okay. It's way out in the cosmos what I fixed. And it takes a minute for you. Now your whole body got warm, see?
It is, yes.
Yeah, it took you that long to feel it because I was like way out in the cosmos, way beyond the Milky Way galaxy. right? And I freed up some of your higher selves that were being attacked. And so now you feel more balanced. There we go. So now, instead of just feeling little sensations on the left side of your body, you'll feel them on the right side of your body too. So I don't know if I added to what you thought was wrong, but actually I added to what was right. See, the fact that you could feel those things on the left side of your body was good. And so now I just see you balanced. And so you'll feel balanced now versus like out of whack, so to speak. And so it's not hard. You got a lot of angels too. You have a lot of angels with you. Are you aware of them?
I think so. I trust what you're saying.
Okay.
And I don't see them, but I feel I'm well guided, actually. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you should be, because you got like a tremendous, very busy, very crowded room of angels. And so that's what I see. Where are you? What city are you in? Where are you from?
In Montreal, Canada.
Oh, okay. And so I just see all this light now coming to you. I'm asking your angels to give you healing energy so your physical body feels good. Now you feel the slight warmth inside your physical body.
Yes, actually, I'm sweating right now.
Good. All right. And so what you want to do is ask your angels out loud, please give me healing. Angels, God, please give me healing.
Angels, God, please give me healing.
There you go. Look how warm you got now. See? You can control it as easy as I can. I don't have the market cornered on doing this, you know. You actually can do the same thing, and you just did. All you got to do is ask your angels for help. Ask God for help, and he'll light you up. And that's a lot cheaper than the neurologist.
It is. Yeah. And I have to add that I listened to your audios, Blessings from Above, and it really, really helped me. And I'm glad I'm talking to you right now. So thank you so much
and it's really wild. Blessings from Above was recorded. Dean, when did we record that? We recorded that like maybe 25 years ago.
Wow.
Right?
Maybe 2003.
Oh, was it? Okay. Somewhere in there. Yeah. So 20 years.
So
20 years ago. So it's still, you know, it's very universal. It works, still works today. Yes.
It is. Thank you for that.
Hey, good luck. Big kiss. Okay.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect. Beautiful Ursula. I love talking to people. You know what I noticed? People are all kind of going through a lot of the same things. A lot of people call me up and they're freaking out because they physically feel things and they want to know what's wrong with me. I'm physically feeling something. Nothing. Everything's right with you. You can feel. You're actually feeling something spiritually going on with you. And when you have that going on, you'll feel sensations. You'll feel little sensations and big sensations. And you'll have these awarenesses. And so just realize, kind of figure out where the buttons are. That's it. You know, it's sort of just common sense. You have to figure it out. And so there we go. Looking good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I want to say happy birthday to Tammy Martinez. So I'm spotlighting her. Hey, beautiful.
Oh,
hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hey, girl. You're looking good. You're looking good. You're going out? What you doing?
No, I'm not going out. I'm working.
Oh, nice. Well, you look good. What's your question?
I just want to know what you see for me and if there's any birthday wishes or messages for me.
Let me just look. Well, I do see two roses for you from heaven. Who would that be from?
Maybe my grandpa and my grandma.
Okay. Yes, two. So it's from a couple. And they just hand you. That's right. That's who it's from. Yeah. And so they just gave you roses. And they picked them from the garden in heaven. This will give you extreme luck and a lot of love. And so there we go. Now look how warm you got now. Now it kicked in. See? There we go. Yeah. And so those are gifts. Those are gifts from your loved ones on the other side. And they'll just say happy birthday to you, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Your grandfather's singing happy birthday. He can't sing. he sings. He's like, listen to this. He's like way off key.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. You know, anyway, so he's going on. He's laughing. And so he just says he loves you. They love you. They're there.
Oh, I talk to them. I miss them a lot, but I see them. So, you know.
Good. Yeah. Well, they're right there. So it's perfect. Oh, well, happy birthday. I wish you a happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you. But, miss you. Love you.
Yeah. See you soon. Yes. That's perfect. There we go. That's cool. Who else? That's awesome. We got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Mahan. I think his name is Mahan. Yeah, Mahan. I hope I said that right.
I'm sure you did.
Mahan?
I was looking at him. Wow, that's crazy. You always pick the ones I look at. Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Good to see you. Gary. Good to see you. What's your question?
My question is, if I have money blocks, how can I clear that?
Okay, say it again. If you have a
money blocks.
Oh, money blocks. Oh, okay. A few. A few. Yeah, it comes from family. And so going way back. And so I just see that. And so I'm just clearing this off of you. There we go. There you go. Now your sinus is open. Your face got warm. Feel that? Crazy. Yeah, right? Yeah. You got light all through your body, all the way down to your toes. You see? There we go. Yeah. Now you don't have any, you know, I think everybody has abundance. I can't say that. Not everybody has an abundance block, but most people have some type of block on their abundance because they doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. You got to believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Just ask God for abundance. Just say, God, give me abundance, please. Say it. Mean it.
God, please give me abundance, please.
There we go. I saw a bunch of gold bricks fall down all around you and made a pyramid around you of gold bricks. Boy, that feels good. Wow. Feel that? Right?
Yes.
I'm empathing you. I'm empathing you, and I'm getting high. Guys, you want to piggyback off of this one? This is a major spiritual gift. It's a golden brick, and it falls down, and it makes a big, giant golden brick pyramid. And so that's what it looks like. It went like that. And so, and now then, your feet are on fire, right? Looks like that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Feel how your feet are all warm? Really warm. Crazy warm.
And yes. So,
yeah. There you go. Yeah. You don't have any blocks. You're all set. You're looking good. Go do whatever you do, and you'll see things work out for you. Perfect. Where are you? What city are you in?
I'm in Persia, Iran.
Oh, you're in Persia. Oh, wow. Well, good to talk to you, buddy. Good to talk to you. Yeah. Happy to talk to you. You know, thank you so much. I see all this light right around your head. I see this tremendous light around you. You're appreciative and you have the ability to manifest. And so the perfect thing with abundance is if you can manifest abundance. And you do that by creating your heaven on earth. So, and it don't matter if you're in a castle or if you're in one room, but in your room, you want to create a heaven for yourself, whatever your heaven is, you see. And so, and when you're in that space, then you ask God for whatever it is you're looking for. Whatever it is, and you'll find it'll just come to you. You've already got it. I'm telling you, you have the gift of manifesting. And so I see you doing well. Are you planning to go to a different country? Is there another country I see you going to go do something in soon?
Yes.
Okay.
I have considered going to Dubai or another countries in Middle East or Europe.
I see you doing all those things, but it feels like Dubai may be your first stop. So I feel really good. So you got really warm here when I said Dubai. You felt that, right?
Yes.
That thing right there, see that golden thing right in the middle of that chest, the person's chest? That's what I see when I look at you. You have that same thing, okay? And so you have, see, there, you could feel it. Now you can see it. Wow, you can see spiritually. Look at that. You could see that. So we showed you the image of it, and then you went in your head and actually saw it. Were you aware of that right then? A little bit?
Now I think, yes, a little bit.
Yeah, there, you did it again. See? You did it again. See, yeah. I'm looking. See, I'll see what you see. I'm an empath, so I'll empath whatever you got going on. So if you start to see spiritually, I'll be able to see that you see. So you actually can see spiritually. How cool is that?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and so you're Muslim, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you look like Jesus. So, that's kind of crazy. All right, whatever. You know, so, was that politically incorrect? He just looks like Jesus, right? Does he? Right, you guys. You know. Anyway, that's good. Now your hands got warm. There we go. I got you all lit up. There you go. Go manifest up something. Yeah, Dubai's gonna be good to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Let me know. Let me know how you're doing. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mahan.
God, I got high from him. That was crazy. Yeah, he made me high. He did look like the Lord, right?
Yeah, just need a.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. So crazy. There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thanks, Gary. I got Stephen Beatty. Stephen, right, thank you for being so patient. How you doing?
Thank you. Hello.
Hey. Hey, buddy. I was looking at you, too. That's crazy, Michelle. You're picking everybody I'm looking at. That's so cool.
Thank you. I'm feeling psychic tonight. No, I'm kidding.
You are. You really are. That is true. What's your question, buddy? What's your question?
I just wanted to update. Last week, you looked into my autistic son, Rupert.
How's he doing? How's he doing?
Well, the first couple of days, he seemed to be coming in a bit more. He was a bit more self-aware, looking in the mirror, smiling at himself. But on Tuesday, we had major meltdowns and, really a lot of self-harming. And he went downhill again from there.
Mm-hmm. How often does he do that?
Quite frequently. Mm-hmm. We have better times and worse times. I think there's a correlation between solar flares that we're noticing. I don't know if you can say anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I see is he's so big. His consciousness is big like that. He's aware of things going on in the whole universe, you know. I suddenly, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I don't know, I mentioned it on the air a couple of times, but I was, people were getting, their higher selves were getting sucked into these gigantic black holes bigger than the Milky Way galaxy, and I could clear them bizarrely, and so I did clear them, and I thought, okay, this is bringing some tremendous mass negativity to the planet, and when I finally figured it out, I figured it out to be political, you know. Right. Well, then we have the thing that happened with Trump, and which was, you know, very negative. Nobody needs to do that. You know, nobody needs to hurt people, especially like that. And so I'm not political, you know, I'm not political. And so I'm just saying that negative energy was manifesting out in the cosmos. Like I saw it like 3 or 4 weeks ahead of time. But I couldn't figure out what it was going to manifest to. But I can see that. And so your son being autistic is way out in the cosmos, and he can see these types of things coming, right? And he may not know what they are, because sometimes I don't know what it is. I just can see it, right? And sometimes I can isolate it. And you know, I've had many famous predictions, you know, like September 11th and things like that. But that I did know what it was. But he's able to do that. And so he's just going to, that's who he is. That's what he's going to be doing. I cleared him off. The best I can do is clear his demons off for you. And he has pretty big demons around him. And I cleared that off. He has drug demons around him. Is he on medications?
No.
Good. And so he's tapping into some drug or alcohol energy, and I'm just clearing that off of him. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. How old is he?
17 next month.
Okay. Tough age for an autistic kid. And so there we go. And I just cleared all this off of him. He looks really bright right at the moment. So hopefully you have good days now. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you mind clearing off the whole family?
No, not at all. See, you can do the same thing. Ask God for these golden discs. Say, God, please bring a golden disc down around the house.
God, please bring a golden disc down around the house.
There we go. There it went. Right around your house. Is that easy? You did it, not me. But it just came right around your house. There we are. And anybody, see how you feel now? Really light, really bright, and your head expanded. Different
Thank
feeling.
You.
More positive, see? It's like a much more positive energy on you now. And so, and Thank on you. Everybody in your house. You just mojoed your whole house in a good way. So, there
Thank
we
you
go.
Very much.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck. Good luck to you,
Thank
kid.
You. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you. There we go.
Well, thank you,
Stephen. Thank you, Stephen.
Hey, who are we talking to, guys?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Behzad. Oh, gosh, I hope I said it right. Behzad Boulielian.
Oh, Lord.
Good thing
you're pronouncing that name.
I think you butchered it. I bet you butchered it. What do you mean?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Behzad.
I'm voting butchered. How do you say your name?
And where are you from?
Behzad Bahloulian. It's Behzad Bahloulian.
Behzad Bahloulian.
Yes, it's actually
really easy, Michelle. It's Behzad Bahloulian.
Okay.
My name is. It's very difficult to say.
Where are you from?
I'm from Iran.
Nice. Oh. Thank you.
Hey, we're popular in Iran. We got ratings in Iran tonight. Yay. That's good. Perfect.
Thank you, Gary. I will say to you, thank you for last week. It's very, very, very good for me. And I can't see the demons and dark energies. It's very, very, very good for me.
Oh, so you got to where you can see.
Yes, I can see.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
It's like doors open and you can see real quick. Look at that.
Actually, and I can... Before last week, I can hear the demon's voice, the demons talking with together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And okay. Now I'm free, and I will say to you, thank you.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, when you hear demon voices in your head, that's hell.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're just tapping into that that channel, if you would. And so we raised your vibration higher, and we raised your vibration higher. And so now you're on the angel channel instead of the demon channel. And so you'll
actually,
right? Yeah.
Actually,
and you'll be. Yeah, and you'll be able to hear your angels instead of hearing demons. And so it works like that. I hear demons, you know, and there's a word for that. I think it's called psychotic. But anyway, but you can hear, I can hear demons, you know, oh God, you'll hear things like, you know, I'll be walking along behind Dean or something, and I'll hear, trip him. Right?
Right.
You know, or something. Yeah. Did you know I did that, Dean? I do that.
You should. You should just go through with it.
Yeah. But that's you'll hear stuff like that, and those are demons telling you to do stupid stuff, and so, but no, you look really bright. You got a beautiful light in your head now, so I see that. I'm glad.
Thank you, Gary. I have a question of you.
Okay.
Did he freeze?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he'll come back on.
He's good at it if he is.
Yeah, he won.
That's unfair.
He's right into asking his question.
I know.
Oh, man. Internet, catch up.
He probably got cut off or something. We'll come back to him.
Okay, come back to him, though. I really want to know his question. There we go. That's
All right.
good.
bummer.
You know, we're so lucky. We're so lucky in this country because, you know, we can do things, you know, so many things we can do, you know, and so many things they cannot do. So we're very lucky. That's really good. I want to talk to Terry Mahoney. What are you doing, Terry? You're too quiet.
Here she is. Hi, Terry. We love you.
If you're
Terry.
Quiet, I don't like it when you're quiet. What do you got to talk
Hi.
About?
Hi.
Hey, hey, my girl. What are you doing?
I'm good. Just sitting here, glad to check in with you guys.
Good.
I had a situation where my grandson's high school friend, he got a text from his brother that said he OD'd. I don't know if he did, but if he did, I'd like to send him to the light. I tried to do it and I didn't see anything. So that makes me.
That makes two of us. That makes two of us. I don't either. So I doubt that.
Okay.
I kind of doubt it. I don't really see it. You know, do you have a monkey?
What? Oh, no. I have a bird named Cosmo.
Oh, you got a bird. Oh, yeah. I thought you had a monkey. It sounded like a monkey.
I wanted to update you with my grandson. Quick story long story quick. He was nonverbal, 3.5 years old, and you told me he'd be talking soon. I asked my brother, son-in-law, I told him, I'm going to do this. He goes, I know you don't believe in it, but I'm going to do it. And he said, okay. And so you healed him and he was talking and he hasn't shut up since.
Good.
Two days later, he still has meltdowns.
Okay.
But I taught him to come back into his body. One time he told me, I don't want to, he can't make me. I says, if you're a good boy when you're at school and you stay in your body, you'll be able to go play at that game place we go to. He goes, I could learn to do that.
So you bribed him. You figured out bribery gets you everywhere. There you go. All right.
I told him, if you want to be a good boy and stay out of trouble when you're at school, it's easier to get through school if you stay in your body.
Wow.
And he asked me, do I have to turn around? I said, it helps. Oh. He goes, okay. He goes, I see better.
Oh, yeah, because he was backwards in his body.
Yes. So.
Yeah, and when he flips around, his eyes are on his eyes, not his eyes in the back of his head. So in the spirit. See, many times these kids are backwards in their body, just like many times we're backwards in our body. And so, yeah. And when you're going along, you feel like the world's against you. I'm just saying, it might be you. So meditate for a minute. Go out of your body, come back into your body, straight on, face on, and you're going to be fine. Or either ask for the spiritual gift of God's hand.
Let him turn,
and he'll turn your head around, and he'll turn your face on. And so that's all you got to do. I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy that he went from nonverbal to verbal in a couple of days.
This is a kid that he's some kind of savant. He taught himself with a poppet. 12 poppets this way, 12 poppets down, how to multiply and divide on a 3-hour ride from Oakland to Bakersfield. Wow. And he was 3.5, 4.5, something like that.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just took him to Disneyland. We just had so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh, well, I'm just seeing all this light around you now. I cleared away a few little things, and now you should be feeling way better.
Okay. All right. I love you all.
Hey, love you.
Love you, Terry.
Can't wait for Ojai.
Can't wait to see
Ojai. Oh, I know. That's really fun. Well, she's talking about the Ojai spiritual retreat, and Terry, you know, she comes to all the retreats, and so this is Ojai is really a fun place. To have a retreat, and so because there's so many energy vortexes there, you could go there without me being there and you're going to get lit up. But if you go there with me, you're going to really freak out at what happens. And so I hope all you guys check it out and sign up for our Ojai retreat, the Ojai retreat, and to sign up. Michelle, how do they sign up? What do? They call 702 702- 702-822-0548.
Call Michelle.
Yeah, call Michelle and she'll hook you up. There, I'm sitting on a bench in Ojai right there. And so that's at one of our retreats we were doing. I'm just hanging out, you know, enjoying the light. You get high there. You get really high from all the light. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty, pretty crazy. And so.
Oh, wait, so it says 12th through the 15th?
What?
It says October 12th through the 15th. Is it 10th through the 13th?
Is that the right time? So we got it tangled. October. Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, we'll change that.
Okay.
We'll change
that's
that.
That's okay. Just call me. I'll fix it.
It's October 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yeah. We're just trying to confuse you guys. That's all. See if you're on your toes. Anyway. There we go. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Gary. I've got iConscious Jones. Miss iConscious Jones, I've spoken to her. Thank you for being patient. Ooh, and I love your background. Where are you from?
California.
Hi.
Bria, California.
That's really cool. You look like you're in the Wizard of Oz or something. That's really neat. Yeah, it's a beautiful.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you, Gary. Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Oh, good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. So tell me, what's your question? What's your question tonight?
You know, Gary, I've been having an issue with demons/aliens.
Well, how do I say California has more aliens?
Yeah.
It does. I mean, it really does. Because I spend time in California and I lived in California for years and years. And they're very prevalent there a little more than let's say they are in beautiful North Carolina. And so, I can clear everything around you and your energy fields. Basically, if you read our book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, and just do what it says, it actually explains to you how to clear all the dimensions. The first dimension, watch this. I'll walk you through them. See, now you got sweaty that quick. See, you've got warm. And so I see your head shine. And so there we are. I'm just lighting you up in the first dimension. I got rid of 63 demons. Okay. And I pulled these off of you. These things would keep you awake at night. This is
time. I haven't been able to sleep at all. I haven't slept in months. Months.
Okay. See what I'm saying? And so, but I just now cleared those. Now you'll sleep. Okay. Simple. Okay. Your second dimension, you're missing, you have higher selves. You have six higher selves in your second dimension. And you're missing five out of six. Wow. So the demons have drug off five out of six and hit them in some obscure place in the universe. I can see all of the universes all at one time. That's my gift. Since I, you know, went through my COVID dying experience, I went to Zion Heaven. I got the gift to see all of God's universes,
yes,
all at once. And so I can get back your five missing higher selves.
Thank you. And
you could get them back too if you just meditate and go to that second dimension and clear it. There you go. Now you got three, four, five, and there's six. Okay. Wow. Look how your head feels. Holy big head. Feel that? Really, your consciousness got expanded. You feel like you see your eyes got big, even. It's crazy. Okay. That's a really strange feeling, right? Good feeling. Okay. And so now your third dimension, I'm just lighting it up. There's a bunch of, you know, kind of trying to take you back to previous traumas and not turn loose of you. And I just am going to clear all that. Okay. I can clear it at one time. You'll find this interesting. I want you to look at this. Okay. There. How quiet's your head?
Quiet, but I still hear the
something back there. But you could hear it. Could you hear how quiet that went?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. And so I cleared. It'll sound like I'm lying if I tell you, but I cleared something like 400,000 traumas.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm showing off now. Okay. And so, but I'm showing people how to, and you at the same time, how important it is to clear your 10 dimensions every day. Okay. And so there we go. Okay, so now then there's three. Fourth dimension is the negative alien dimension.
Yes.
This is where they hang out and torment you. Negative, they don't want to kill you. You know, they just simply want to rob your light. Alien, what do negative aliens do? They steal our light because they don't have any of their own. And so, but they need some light to survive in their world. And so they're going to steal yours. And so that's what that is. And so now I'm clearing. This was too ridiculous to say. I'm not going to go there because it'll sound like I'm some sort of egomaniacal nutbag. But I cleared more aliens than you could ever count. And so there we go. How quiet's your head now? Even got quieter. See?
Yes, it did.
You're nice, right?
Yes.
Fifth dimension is a positive alien dimension. This is where you see beings like Ganesh. You'll sometimes see Buddha, Christ. A lot of the big beings hang out in this fifth dimension.
Yes.
So I'm just asking them, can they move in and help you out? And they're all just moving a little closer to you. There you go.
It's like, cool. You know, Gary, I pray the rosary every day and I go to mass every day. So I'm hoping that Blessed Mother Mary and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of course, Almighty God. Christ,
well, the reason you're going off on this tangent right now is because your fifth dimension has Jesus in it. I see Christ sitting there, and so he's in this dimension with you. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. That's nice. There it goes. Yeah, you're gonna.
And the Blessed really Virgin Mary.
Yeah. Yeah, I see her around you. There you go. Looks good. Okay, fifth dimension. Sixth dimension is the demon dimension, right? Yeah. And I'm just clearing you. I have to do that really fast because I see them running from me. There we go. And there we go. I got them. Good. Okay. That was a lot. And so six. Okay. You got a lot of activity. Wow, this is crazy.
Yes. And they're all in my home, Gary. Can you please clear my home?
Yeah, I will. Seventh dimension is other people's negative thought forms and your own negative thought forms. I see different family members and or close in like family who just think negatively, you know. And so I'm just clearing this off you. There it goes. Okay. There we go. Eighth dimensions where you have positive, all everybody wishes, the people who wish you well. And I see all this light coming in. Now I open that up and now a lot more is coming in. Feel how warm you got then?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
There we go. Okay, eighth dimension, ninth dimension. You're making me work. The ninth dimension is the bridge to heaven. I'm clearing all the darkness. There we go. Tenth dimension, heaven. There you go. There we are. And now I see God's giving you the gift of a diamond. So he's giving you a diamond. And this diamond that he's giving you looks like a diamond. It's a clear diamond. Okay. Looks like that. And so, but he's giving you this diamond and it's big, it's giant. It moved down around your body. This diamond energy, you're now inside of it. This will help protect you from all these dark energies because you have to be really spiritually gifted to be getting your butt kicked on this level. And so you're just there. You look just like that. You're inside of a diamond, okay? And so that's what it looks like. And so thank you for that image, Judy. That's great.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Yeah. And so there you go. And that's all you got to do is say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. So you're going to feel better. Hey, if you haven't read my book, Your Keys to Heaven, read that book. Okay.
Yeah. I've read it, Gary.
Do it again.
Okay.
And so, yes. and then you'll be able to do all these little things yourself that seem like nothing, but they are a lot. But you now have a protection, and all you guys that are watching right now, you could ask for that same diamond gift. It'd be really worth doing. And so, that diamond gift's really, really going to help you. And you know, this is crazy because I got the same gift yesterday. I wake up and God always gives me whatever it is I need. And he gave me that gift yesterday, as a matter of fact, because I must have needed it for protection. And so there we go. And so a lot of times spiritually gifted people really get beat up. So you have to also have protection gifts as well as spiritual gifts to clear yourself and to help and heal and clear other people. So you look good. Anyway, take care of yourself.
And Gary, can you clear my home, please? And they're saying, oh, you did. Okay.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's easy. Gary, that's easy. That's you. Easy to do.
Thank
do
it. You.
Wait, yeah. Wait. Just one. Can you just take a look at my back, Gary?
Your back?
At my spine area. My.
There we go. Yeah, you had a snake in there, and it was already falling out because you have so much light in you now. Now you notice your back is warm, see?
Yes.
Good. You'll be all right. Awesome. You're going to be all right.
Thank you, Iconsha.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Yay. Thank you so much, Gary. Welcome. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Dean.
You're
thank you,
welcome.
Thank you.
You can
thank
see you the so difference much. In her. Thank you. You can see the difference in her face, too.
Yeah, she looks totally different. That's good.
Yay. Good job, Gary. Ooh.
That's a lot of stuff.
You need to take
can
a break,
you imagine?
Though.
You know, and all you guys are thinking, boy, that poor girl was really loaded. Some of you guys are loaded just as much or more. This is not unusual. If you're getting your spiritual butt kicked, chances are you have that type of demon activity going on. So therefore, you really need to clear your energy. Work on this. And so this will really help you. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Sina. I think I said that right. C-S-I-N-A. Uh-oh, we got feedback. Hi, guys.
Hi, Gary.
Hi,
guys. Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey, I was looking at you. Michelle, you did it again. I'm, you know, it sounds like I'm making stuff up. Oh, there you are. You got your buddy with you. That's good. Yay.
Hi, Gary.
Oh, you just got to turn off one of the computers. That's all.
Yeah, you just have to, you have to
mute one of them.
Yeah, there you are.
There you go.
Hey.
Where are you guys
so
from?
what's your question?
Gary, my friend can't speak English.
That's okay. Just interpret. That's fine.
Yes. And I must English. I must say his conversation.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
I have the cramps and chest pain on my heart chakra. And depression, incuriosity, and numb many years. Making money is blocked for me. Everything is blocked on my life.
Yeah.
And another question is, I need clearing blocks to connect to the source. I need connect to the source for me and my girlfriend. And her mother.
Okay.
And I have a question. What's my spiritual gift, talent?
He's very kind. He's a kind person. And so kind people sometimes have to claim their gifts, you know, and so by that I mean he has to really know that he's worthy of the gifts, and so he just simply has to say, God, please give me my spiritual gifts. But let me get rid of this thing on his heart. Let me get rid of this thing on his chest. I'm gonna get rid of this. All right, there it goes. Now he can breathe better. There he goes. Ask him if he can breathe better. Lighter. Yeah, okay, good. Yes. Good. Perfect. You had a dark energy there. That was kind of strange, right? And so you had a dark energy there that was messing with you. This was projected. Is it common in your country for people to throw spells on each other, to do black magic? Is that common in your country? Or can you answer me? Your friend? Yeah. Does that make you understand me? But it's hard for you to speak. The language, right? You understand the language. Don't speak that.
He can understand.
He can understand, right? Yeah. Yes. You understand the English. You just don't speak it. That's all right. And so, but I just see. I got rid of this. You had a kind of a mojo on you, and the mojo was some angry, almost a family curse or something. But anyway, I got rid of it, and so you're going to feel better. You're going to feel much, much better. And I got rid of all the blocks. I see things working out really nice for you. Ask him if his feet are warmer. Or he may know. Is your feet warm? Can you understand me? There we go. There you are. Now I see all this light going all the way down. I see you standing in the middle of a brick, golden brick road. and now you're going to find things are easier for you, buddy. You know, what a kind person. God, you're kind. You know, stay kind. You know, stay kind. Yeah, there we go. Beautiful. Tell him I got rid of his blocks if he don't understand. Okay.
Okay. Good?
Perfect. Good. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Namaste.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to see you, Gary.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. I wish I could say that in Iran, Iranian. Is it Iranian? What are you? Persian. Ah, sorry. Wish I could say that in Persian. Anyway, I have to learn that. Anyway, there. That's what your golden background looks like. Varsi. Is that it? Okay. That it? Okay. Anyway.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, good luck. Good luck, guys. Yeah, perfect. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary.
I love it. You know what I love it? I love that we're talking to people all over the world. That just makes me happy. You know, that we're reaching people everywhere. You know, because we every time you light somebody up in a different country or a different part of the world, you're lighting up that part of the world. And so I'm just am so happy about that.
Good job, Gary.
Hey my girl, what's your question?
Hi, Gary friend.
So
my second cousin just recently passed away. Very nice, very kind man. And I just want to make sure that he went into the light.
What's his name?
Gary.
Oh, okay. There we are.
He was a funny guy.
Where was he from?
He lived down in California, in Southern California.
That's what
I thought. He's a carpenter and a taxidermist and a painter.
Wow, there's a combination.
Right?
Call his name.
Gary.
He's great. He's doing good. He's in heaven dancing.
Good.
He's sort of silly.
I figured he was there already. I just wanted to make sure he was a very kind person.
Yeah, he's being silly. He's dancing. And so it's almost like he's doing the Mexican hat dance. You know, so he's at some sort of, he's like at a quinceañera or something. He's at a party, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I hear Hispanic music playing.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. I do. I do feel better. Thank you. Who are we talking to, Michelle? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jackie Lowe. Okay, Jackie.
All right, Jackie, unmute yourself.
Go ahead and unmute. And let me just add spotlight. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi. I can't believe I'm on here, actually.
Hey, how are you? What's your question, honey?
You're
pretty.
Well, thanks. I don't feel that way.
Oh, you are.
My partner, he's just struggling, alcoholic, and I'm just looking for some direction.
It's really hard. The best thing I can do is clear the addictive dimension. And I only learned how to do this in the last year. Okay. Because we suffered from having our own alcoholic with us. It was a family member, Travis, who does all the video production and stuff. And once you clear this dimension, they kind of get better, which is really crazy. And they may get better and stay better. They may get better, relapse a little, get better again. I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, everybody's a little different. But I see your fella, and he's got a beautiful heart and a crazy head. And so, but he's full of, it would be so hard for you because he's a love bug. You know, right?
Yeah, it's been hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it's been on and off for a while. I guess I don't know if he'll ever get better, but now I'm kind of looking for direction if I keep going through it or if I move forward.
Everybody's
screaming. We have a 3-year-old son, so that's what's kind of.
Yeah, that makes it really hard. You may have to take a break for a little while in order to get your act together. And I think you might already have planned that. And makes sense. And so, and maybe that's what you got to do. And to maybe this wakes him up, but I'm gonna get rid of the, let me get rid of the demons, okay? I'm going up beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and I'm clearing all these different dimensions. I can do it really fast, but I am clearing a ton of stuff off this guy, right? he's got car demons as well, right? He always has bad luck with cars.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right? Crazy. Yeah. I mean, you can't write this stuff, right? With the cars. You know, and so, but I just cleared that off of him. There we go. Good Lord. Was his father an alcoholic or his grandfather? Who was the alcoholic back there? Somebody.
His stepfather.
Okay. I just see he was around it, you know. There we go. There. Well, I straighten him out. Okay. Ask God to give him a brand new spirit.
Say, please, God, give him a brand new spirit.
Okay.
God, give him a brand new spirit.
Okay. What's his first name?
Jake.
I just say, God, please give Jake a brand new spirit.
God, please give Jake a brand new spirit.
There he goes. Rolled right into him. Oh, wow. There. Look how light, look how warm you feel. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're empathing what he's feeling. So now he has a brand new spirit. He looks really, really bright. He's not influenced by hundreds and hundreds of demons. And he's going to feel a lot better. And so where is he now?
He's not staying at home anymore currently. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Will you talk to him tomorrow?
Yeah.
See how he's doing. Okay.
I will. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks better. So I got rid of the demons. He has to get rid of the habit, but it will be hundreds of times easier to get rid of the habit now. So he should try. Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Gary. Hey,
good luck, honey. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. My heart goes out to you.
Oh, thank
so hard
you.
With that. Beautiful. So hard with addiction. Addiction's a tough one. It's really tough. It's tough, guys. Yeah. A lot of you guys are dealing with it. A lot of you guys have it. A lot of you guys have other people who have it in your family, and it is rough because it keeps playing tricks. You know, it plays so many tricks. It's really crazy. There we go. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Peter Tram. Peter Tram.
Got her.
Sorry.
Hey, Peter, how are you? Michelle, you know, I sound redundantly ridiculous at this point to say you picked the person I was looking at.
I love it, Gary. Like I said, I am feeling psychic today.
You totally are. You're rested. Anyway, there, Peter, did you figure out how to unmute yourself? Tell him how to unmute. Oh, there we go. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for having me on, Gary. It was a pleasure joining you at the retreat at your residence not too long ago.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, enjoyed you. And so what is, what's your question tonight?
So the question that I have is, my mother is currently undergoing a process. She's terminally ill with cancer at the moment. And mm-hmm. I suspect that she may be crossing over soon. And I simply want to ensure that that process for her, that passage, is as painless and full of light as it possibly can be.
Your angels heard that. And so what I see is I see several different steps coming down that are white. They look like they're made of white vapor, basically. But they're these white steps from heaven. And so they're all around her. So she, if she hiccuped, she'd go up them. And so, I mean, it's like your wish is really happening, that she has so many angels and such a passage already there for her. In other words, a portal to get her where she's going. And so you're beautiful. You're a beautiful son. You have, you know, you're doing her a lot of good. And so, there's never a good time for moms to die. There you go. It looks like that, basically. And so that's a good one. Boy, that's a good rendition. Right there. And so, but it looks like that. And so she had about Three or four of those around her.
That's really wonderful to hear. I had the good fortune to be in the right place at the right time to help my grandfather pass over when he passed away at a Buddhist gathering where a number of lamas and gurus actually did a ritual for him in their tradition to help him properly pass over as soon as he passed on as well. And I was very thankful to be in position to allow that to happen. And I wanted to ensure that my mother could enjoy the benefit of that in her own way as well.
Well, you created that image you saw a minute ago on the screen. It looks like that. And you have a bunch of those around her. And it really does work, you know. So she's in good shape. She's in good shape. And so there you go.
That's really wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. And so is she on morphine at the end, or have they got her going through that or not?
She was admitted to hospice for having a terminally ill situation. It basically spread much quicker than the doctors expected, so they admitted her to hospice. And if they have her on morphine, then that stands to reason at that point, because they don't expect that she has much time.
Yeah, sometimes when people are on morphine, they do get stuck and they're earthbound, but that's not her case. Because you have so much light
around
her. That's
wonderful to hear.
Yeah, well, you have so much light around her that she just looks good. She looks great. Okay.
That's really wonderful. May I ask one additional question?
Yeah.
The ancient that was given during the retreat that we partook in, how do they look for me exactly, out of curiosity?
It looks like an old Chinese wise man with a Fu Manchu. Yeah, did you see him already?
It's just that as of very recently, I've been attracting people who speak Japanese around me as of late. And I used to study and speak that language. And I live in Peru right now, so Japanese people aren't common here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's what I see. And so, but you do have the gift of the ancient around you. You actually have two ancients. One is for wisdom and one is for happiness. And so if you know, it's the project of heaven right now that we all create our heaven on earth. And so the one for happiness is helping you create your heaven on earth. So, ask for stuff and you'll be surprised. You'll get it actually. And so that's what I see. So. Good luck.
That's really interesting. I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much, Gary. Hey,
thanks, buddy. Thanks. And where are you? You're in Peru? Oh, wow. Oops.
Yes, I'm in Peru right now.
Oh, nice. Nice. Check in with us. Let me look around you and see what spiritual gifts I see around you.
Oh, yeah. There's actually Incan ruins close to here.
Well, what I see is a mountain, like a little mountain, right? And maybe that's the ruins, but I see this, does it look like that? What does it look like?
It is a mountain that is very close to here, in fact, and at the very peak of it, there are the ruins of the ancient Incan town of Pisac on top.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a beautiful healing energy from there. And this is sort of a chartreuse color. Oh, God, what color is chartreuse? I'm seeing if I got one of these diamonds. Is that? It sort of looks like this color, sort of a ruby color. And this is a very special energy, but I see this up there, you know. And so I see that energy coming down to you as a blessing and to everybody else if they ask for it. So there you go.
Wonderful.
There you go. Good luck, buddy.
Fantastic.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you. Thanks to the Incans, too, for that gift. And God, too, of course.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. That was cool. That was really, really cool.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Thank you, Gary. I got Alyssa Hendershield. Hey, Alyssa, beautiful. We miss you. We miss you and Matthew.
Hey, there you are. Hey, girl.
Go
what's up?
Unmute. Can you unmute?
Here, you have them mute.
Oh, here, let me click it again.
I did.
Okay, go ahead. Try it again.
Try here, hit it again.
I did.
There you go. Okay, keep... now unmute again.
Something should pop up and say unmute.
Is it allowing you to unmute, Alyssa? It's not unmuting?
No.
We're both clicking unmute. I did it, then you did it.
Swipe left.
Oh, you almost had it.
I was doing the Japanese thing.
Do it one more time. Do that thing one more time. I saw you almost had it.
Did you just swipe left or right?
Oh, Alyssa.
Made okay, my psychic
we'll lips. Have to come back to you, okay? Log out
oh,
and log
I'm
back
sorry.
And we'll come back to you.
Hey, my girl. There we go. We'll come back.
Sorry.
There.
Oh, I love her too.
I do too. She's a lot of fun. She's a hoot. Oh, God. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Okay. This one is, it says iPhone, but I'm assuming it's Linda Holtkrantz. Holtkrantz. Let me see here.
All right, iPhone Linda, unmute yourself.
Hi, iPhone Linda. How are you? Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Sweden.
Oh, wow. You're from Sweden.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm from Sweden.
I love we're talking to people all over the world tonight. And so what's your question, darling? What's your question?
I have a lot of struggles in life in many areas, in family, job, money blocks. I'm in with Kevin Trudy and Jean.
Oh, nice.
Also, yes.
I talked to Kevin. I talked to Kevin today for a while. Yeah, he's calling to check on me. He's sweet, and so So, what's your question?
If I have a lot of blocks because I don't know where I'm going, how my future look like, and I love. I had the horses all my life, but I sold them last year. And I don't know if I'm going to have horses anymore or not.
I see you having horses later, and I see your money straightening out as well. You would do very good in any real estate stuff. I don't know if you've ever done anything like that, but I see you doing really well if you do any of it. And you have a super bright light, but it's up above quite a bit. I'm bringing it down to your body. You have a big giant higher self angel. I'm bringing the big giant higher self angel down to your body and into your body. And so there we go. And this will make you lucky. And so notice how you feel warm. Now you got little tingles everywhere. See, feels better. Feels better. Yeah, you're looking really, really bright. You had a bunch of blocks because of your mom. Where's your mother?
My mother lives 30 minutes away, but when you look at my history with my mom or with my dad, it's not so happy.
Right. And so that's where a lot of the blocks come from. Can I get rid of those for you?
Yes.
All right. There we go. I'm going to get rid of that. There it goes. Good Lord. Ooh. Ah. Now then, look how you feel. See? Lighter, brighter, happier for no reason. You see? You had a bunch of blocks there, but I got rid of all that. The old family blocks. You're going to feel better now, okay? There.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, you're happy? You can see it on her face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, totally different feeling, right? Yeah, you were getting plagued. You were plagued by these old family blocks. Mama drama. Now you'll feel better, okay?
Okay. Yes.
Hey, good luck, honey.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck. There we go.
Thank That's you, great. Linda.
Yeah, wow. Boy, I feel better. I feel better. You feel better. That's
Aww,
good.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I got Hassani Hackett. Hassani, thank you for being patient. How are you? Where are you from? Go ahead and unmute. Please and thank you. Oh, I...
Oh, there you go. Hey, Hassani.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, buddy, I can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, really good.
I'm calling in from Barbados.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Look at that. From the Caribbean. So it's very, this is my first time here, so I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, I'm very, very glad that you're talking to us. And so are you from Barbados, or you're just hanging in Barbados? I'm doing both.
I'm from Barbados and I'm hanging in Barbados.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's good.
So I met you through Kevin. I saw you on Kevin's show. So yeah. I'm tuning in.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm really excited to talk to you. And so what's your question?
Okay, so I saw earlier you were doing some clearing some blocks. I personally would like to have a better life in relationships and in making money. So I was hoping maybe you can clear any blocks in those areas.
You know, in relationships, you're very much a love bug. You know, I mean, you really are. You know that about yourself. Obviously, you must, right? And so if you're around somebody for a little while, your energy totally infects them. You're infectious with love. And it's easy. I mean, you love big and you love easy, you know. Yeah. And so your biggest problem would be to be, you know, monogamous is because you're going to have everybody who wants to hang out with you, you know. So there's a problem. But you have this beautiful light about you. And so I'm just bringing more light in, raising your vibe a little bit, which will raise your vibration of who you're attracting. So you're going to, you know, or even if you're in a relationship now, you'll see it'll just sort out and you guys will go to a higher vibration. And so there, it feels really, really good. Where's your mother?
Oh, she's here with me at home. She's relaxing.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, yeah, she makes me high. I get high. Yeah, I'm serious. I really do, because she's just like the best. She's the best, right?
Yeah, she did some great cooking for me earlier, so it's great.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Well, I wish she was cooking for me. Anyway, she's like, but I can see her. I pick up on her energy. You get your love vibration from her. And so you're very, very lucky to have that kind of a lineage, if you would. And, sometimes we inherit gifts from people. You inherited your love from your mama, you know. Wow. And so she's just the best. And so anyway, yeah, tell her.
Very lovely. Yeah,
she is. Tell her. And you are too. So I see you being okay now. I see you being okay in relationships. You had two bad relationships. You might would say three even, but two real bad ones, right?
Yeah, really.
And so I'm getting rid of those traumas. That's the biggest thing that's got you blocked. And so I'm getting rid of the traumas from the two bad relationships, sort of two and a half, really. And so makes sense to you, right? There we go.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm just peeling all this off. There's one, two, and there's a half. There we are. How quiet's your head?
I can feel something like in my heart, like a relaxation.
Good. That's big. And notice how your head's quiet.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Now move on. Have some fun. You'll be all right. You'll find your soulmate. It's easy. It'll happen.
Yeah, that'll be great. You know. Okay. Can you also clear the blocks in like money, in terms of like to help me make more money? Easier.
Ask God for the gift of abundance. Just say, God, give me the gift of abundance, please.
God, give me the gift of abundance, please.
There you go. You got it. It's easy for you. There. Now you got this beautiful diamond energy that came down to you. And so it's all around you now. And it's like this really pretty, you know, very lit up diamond. Looks like that. Okay? Looks like that. And so, but I see that. And so, but you look really super bright, super light. And your mom has the gift of healing. She's like got this gift. I don't know if you know that, but she's got the gift of healing. And so now I see you getting that gift of healing, but it come from her, not from me. And so, yeah, good. Yeah. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Hey, appreciate it. Honey. Check in with us. Okay. That was, so Kathy. Cool. That was really cool. You know, there's so many things going on, you know, and the spiritual gifts are universal, guys. It don't matter where you live. It don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter what your hell is. And all you want to do is create your heaven. And so to create your heaven, you simply got to beat through your hell. And so to beat through your hell, you simply ask God for the spiritual gifts it takes to do it. And I want all you guys right now, okay, I'm going to ask God, please give me the spiritual gifts that everybody needs, okay? God, please give me the spiritual gifts that everybody needs. And so there we go. There we go. So all you guys, ask God for your spiritual gift. Just say, God, please give me my spiritual gift. A lot of you guys are getting purple orbs, golden orbs. A lot of you guys are getting staffs. A lot of you guys are getting swords. Everybody got a sword. I see a big giant sword with a diamond tip on it. And so you want to realize these diamond gifts bring in tremendous abundance. And so with this sword, I've never seen this sword before, but it's a sword and it's got a diamond on the end of the sword. So this particular sword clears the energy so that you clear your abundance. And so everybody's asking about abundance. Well, this particular sword will clear the dark energies so that you're able to achieve your abundance. It's really simple. That's a cool one. I never had that one before. I never got it. Wow, I'm seeing everything light up crazy. There we are. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you joining me here on Tapping In. Call me up, 800-827-GARY, 800-827-4279. Come to the spiritual retreat in beautiful Ojai, California. And so there we are, 702-822-0548. Call Michelle or call the office, 800-827-4279. Support at GarySpivey.com. I really appreciate you guys and love you so much. And I look forward to seeing you here Wednesday. I'll be here Wednesday doing an energy clearing. Check us out. And if any of you guys are not in our online club, in our online club, you guys really gotta check it out. How did they get in that, Dean? How do they do that?
Easy. Just go to GarySpivey.com. That's GarySpivey.com. And it's right there on the front page is the Enlightenment Club. It'll just have a little button that says Learn More. Click on that and it'll take you right to the page. It's $30 a month, but you have.
And that's a bargain. You know, everybody. Oh, that's a bargain. Everybody that sees the amount of content that we have freaks out and they go, you got to be kidding me, because they're in all these different things trying to figure out, you know, which end is up. And we have so much content and we offer so much with the energy clearings here, Tapping In on Saturdays. And it's just an awful lot of stuff for not much money. Most of the time, anything I checked out one and I was like really surprised. I think it was $149 a month, and I joined it just to see what the deal was, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, you know. So you guys are getting a bargain. You guys are getting, and Kevin even says that, he's always like, Gary, you're underpriced, it's stupid. So anyway, and so make sure join up the Enlightenment Club, and this will really help you out. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. What did I forget? I forget anything? I don't know what I forgot.
Nope. Spiritual Retreat, Enlightenment Club, call Gary Spivey for reading if you want a reading. Yes. That's everything.
That's it. Yeah, I'm starting to do readings again, so that's good. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. Dean and Michelle, I'm glad you're back safe. There we are. All right.
Yay, we're going to see you in a second, then.
All right. Love you guys. Hey, guy. Love you. Talk to you. All right. Thanks. Big kiss.